Hello. Sorry.
Oh, hey, sure. Yeah, no problem. I knew we got cut off. I didn't want you to think that
I
hung up
on
you.
Yeah, I didn't even hang up. I'm like, oh my God. She's going to call me back. I just, hung up. I'm like, wow. Okay, so I have the Columbus address. Now this, wait, what was the rate that I needed for Columbus again?
It's the, I put the pricing in here for both, so I just got to cut it in half. $4.99 initially, and then $2.49 a month for the monthly, and then plus the lead fees. So once she's, or your Google guaranteed approved, then the leads are going to run, let's see here, $30.67 each. And the activation budget would be $400, and that would equal 13 leads within the month.
Okay, so I will be paying, but I'll be paying $2-something after I put the $400 down every month, right?
Exactly. So the $249, that's for the first page placement in the Google Maps, so local optimization, and then also she would get programmed into some of the popular directories, the mobile platform, making sure that the business comes up from iPhones, Androids, tablets, and voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then that also includes that budget to run the Facebook ads. So she'll be getting calls.
You just have the
website. That's it. You don't have any of the Google optimization or programming. You might still get calls from Google from back when you did have that service because, you know, if someone cancels that, we still, you know, make sure that you stay up and running on Google, but there isn't any current programming being done to make sure that you get better results. It's just the website that you get for $29 a month.
I need to pay whatever I need. I need to pay whatever. The reason why I stopped paying that because I was paying and it still seemed like it was slow. I think that's why I like kind of let it go. And then again, I don't know what happened. I set y'all up with my business card. Y'all supposed to be getting them. I already connected y'all. Let me give you back my business card. You supposed to charge my business credit card. I set y'all up with that. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Y'all are supposed to be still having ads coming out.
Well,
unless the business with the card start denying y'all. And y'all
no,
gotta do
you don't have any failed payments. You're actually paid in full till August 28th. But the August 28th payment, which is Friday, is set for $29. So it's not set to run ads or do any Google programming or Facebook or anything. It's just set.
I thought I was on a, what happened to everything? I thought it was still running. I gave y'all my card information. How did it stop?
Let me look. That changed in October of 2023.
Wow.
And then January 2024 was the last time you had the full package, and then it changed from that to the website hosting in April.
How much is the full package?
So if you want to do just the Google optimization, it would be $149 monthly. If you want to bundle it with the Google ads, it's $249 monthly. I mean, with the Facebook ads, I'm sorry, it would be $249 monthly.
And what's so special? Are you sure these Facebook ads are good? Are y'all putting me on Facebook? Because I don't have Facebook. How do I go about with the Facebook ads?
Well, yeah, absolutely. If you don't have a business Facebook, we would help you get that up and running. And then we would run ads on it, meaning when people are in the area and they're looking for commercial cleaning, then next time they go on their Facebook newsfeed, there would be an ad for greater cleaning service coming up. So it's targeted marketing. And I'm sure that you've experienced that, too, that when you go online and you look for something, chances are next time you go to your personal Facebook, there's an ad for that popping up. So that doesn't happen on accident, right? That happens because the search engines are tracking it.
I'm just so hungry for work. I got workers. I need to meet somebody. I'm just so confused because I don't want to pay for this, and then it's slow. I need some work now, this week.
Yeah.
Today, tomorrow. I need some commercial. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to do. I want mm-hmm. all of those things, but I just don't want to waste no more money. I just need to work. I need to work.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, okay, so let me give you my business card, and I feel like Ohio is going to get the work. I know, I got a good feeling. My mom just called me now and said somebody else is she just on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let me get the business card, and I'll update this account with the business card, and then if you want to add Columbus or you want to add other services for Paramount, then I can just fix the invoice, and, you know, we can charge it accordingly. But since you say that, you know, the card we have on file should be the business card, let's at least update that. So for
yeah,
the business card.
Move up right now, cause I
yep, I'm ready.
That went down a week ago.
I understand.
I lost my wallet. So let me give you the one, but go ahead and run. I don't know if it's the Google guarantee, the Facebook. I don't have Facebook, so I don't know how fast that's going to work for me. But I'm just ready to get some money. I'm ready for some calls to come in. I'm ready to fill the schedule.
Yep,
so I'm just
yep.
loading stuff right now.
So you definitely need the Facebook bundled at least for the first 2 months that you're getting it ramped up, because the Facebook ads, we say they'll be up and running in under 2 weeks, but in reality, we've had them up in 3 days before, right? So if you do the $250 application fee for Google Guaranteed and bundle it, and I charge $4.99, for example, for Paramount, that Google Guaranteed application is going to take like 4 to 8 weeks to approve. So while that's in the process of being approved, and while the local maps is being optimized to get back on the first page in a spotlight position, you have some more instant gratification with the Facebook ads because they start running right away. You know, like I said, they say under 2 weeks, but we could put a special request. 3 days was like the fastest I've seen those up on a special request.
Okay, what, you talking about the Facebook ads?
Yeah, the Facebook ads. They could get up and running on a special request for you quicker.
Okay, how much is that mm-hmm. one again?
So that would be $249 monthly, and if you want to bundle it with Google Guaranteed, we would just put the $250 application fee on the first payment, so it would be $499 today. And then once you're approved, the leads for Paramount are about $44 each. So they would activate the budget of $574, which equals 13 leads within the month. But that wouldn't
okay,
happen.
I think I'm going to just go with the Google Guarantee first, because I don't have no Facebook ads, and I don't know how
okay.
to them.
Okay, so do you want to do the Google Guaranteed with the local SEO for the maps of Google as well? That would be $3.99 today. So you'd pay $149 a month, right? But
just,
the two, mm-hmm. or do you want to just do the $250 application fee today?
I don't know, because I think I used the Google Guaranteed like 3 or 4 years ago, and I didn't get known. It was slow.
No, Google Guarantee wasn't even available 3 or 4 years ago. This is a brand new program that Google released about May of last year. And the reason it's so effective, Sherelle, is it's that pay-per-lead program, and it's the exclusive leads. So I know for a fact 1,000% that you're going to absolutely love it and you'll be profitable with it. And if you can only do bits and pieces of the program, I think that that's the smartest route for you to go is
Let's
to get the Google Guarantee.
In.
Absolutely. And then, and it's also more cost effective because that way you only have to pay $250 today. And then once you're approved, I'll call you to activate the budget. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's see.
Okay, so let me just
find
that.
How long do you think it'll take for me to get some leads coming in?
Well, they say it takes 4 to 8 weeks to get the background check approved. It might happen quicker based on how responsive you are. Now, I'm going to create an onboarding appointment for my technician to call you to go over the application completely. But once I charge the card, the $250, you're going to also get a email with the application so you can start working on it right away. And then my technician will call you either later today or tomorrow and make sure that, you know, all the T's are crossed and all the I's are dotted and that you're not leaving anything out. And then from that point, they say 4 to 8 weeks, but I've seen them up and running quicker. I've seen a couple people where in 2.5 to 3 weeks, they were already Google Guaranteed approved. So just make sure, Sherelle, that if we call you and say, hey, we're missing something or we need something else to show to Google, that you get back to us right away. And when I say right away, I don't mean if you're out in the field, don't drop everything and call us right then on the spot. But, you know, call us within, you know, 24 hours or so, so you make sure that there aren't any hiccups from the campaign. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think you should need anything if you get the application filled out properly the first time, and I'll make sure that my technician calls you and that it's all done very thoroughly. And then just to circle back, you said that we're going to use the business card, so go ahead with the number on the business card whenever you're ready.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the business card is 4246315.
Okay.
54 53 17 24 52
and expiration
00001. Now let me. I'm gonna need you to run this card.
Wait. Oh yeah. I can run it later. But was 001 the code?
02,
on the back?
That's the code. So the code is 001, and then
okay.
The expiration date is 02/28.
Okay. And it's still the Downey Avenue address for billing on this card, or is that different?
Yeah.
That
Downey
is, okay.
Address billing on this card. Now,
so what were you saying about the payment? To wait or
oh,
to...
Oh, running later
you were
on
saying,
at the end of the day, because I got to make sure. Because I know it's money on that card, but I tried to use it and it was denying, so I got to make sure they activated it all the way. So I'm going to get on the
okay.
And make it all the way activated, because that's the new card. And I called...
Sounds perfect. Okay, so then
for the Ohio, how
mm-hmm.
much do I need to get started again? Because I'm gonna give you a different card.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have to work on that right now. So how much do I need for the Ohio?
1 second here. I just want to fix the invoice so that I can process it later. Because you signed up back in 2023, so it put the invoice date for the Google Guaranteed back to 2023. And I'm like, I don't want it to show that because you're starting that today. So I'll just set it to real quickly.
Yeah, please.
Indicate that today you're adding the Google Guaranteed even though you've been an existing client since 2023. So today is the 27th. And we will run it at the end of the day. So I'll run it like maybe like around 3:45. You think it'll be good by then?
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we're only open till 4. Okay, so that's so good. We have a good game plan there. And then as far as
the... Now, Ohio, I don't know how much because I have to put the money on the card. I'm ready to, because that's going to take weeks too. I'm ready to get that started.
So you need for Columbus... Absolutely, you need to start with that $499 package if you're going to include the Google Guaranteed
oh,
with it.
Okay.
Yeah, if not, then you could start with just the $249 a month for the local map optimization and the Facebook ads. But I say, you know, get the Google Guaranteed going for Columbus because then you're also getting some paid leads coming in that location too once you're approved, you know?
Okay, yeah, I'm going to do that then. So I'm going to work on getting that money over to the card. Let's start
okay.
off with that.
So should I set it up on a...
Now, is there anything else that you know that I can do as far as, like, cause I'm just ready to just grow. Like, where's y'all, like, so everybody just come to y'all, like, y'all basically just have people come to y'all when they looking for, well, I know y'all got all different type of businesses. So it's up to the people to do the businesses, right?
Yes, so for instance, in the Paramount area over the last 30 days, I did a little query yesterday after we talked, and there were 1,018 searches done, right, on Google in the keywords that relate to cleaning, commercial cleaning, office cleaning, restaurant cleaning, you know, hospital, like all of the industrial cleaning keywords, right? So that tells me that there's a solid book of business in that area, but it's slipping through your fingers because you only have the website. A website in and of itself, yes, it's 2025. You need a website, right? But that in and of itself will not usually bring new clients. So when you say, oh, I'm going through the leads on the dashboard, you've only gotten two in the entire month of August, which is miraculous that you even got those two considering that you only have the website. So people, if they're looking up for cleaning services right now on Google, your business is nowhere to be found. You're not going to be showing on the first page.
When am I
right?
going to show? How much
well, because you don't have that, that $149 package monthly or the $249 with the Facebook ads. You only have the $29, right? So that's what I'm saying is you would pay like what, $120 more and then you would get.
One second. I just want to see if this is a lead. Hold on.
Yeah, take it. I'll wait. If we get cut off, I'll call back. No worries.
Okay, it's absolutely not.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know what to do. I'm just hoping somebody will call. Well, yeah, let's try to get, I just need to do whatever it takes for people to start calling me. I'm here. I'm right here. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. And I'm more ready. And I have people, train people. I have staff now. I'm ready.
Okay. So, for Columbus, you said that it's going to be under American made, but do you have paperwork to show that American made has the certificate of insurance out there and all that? And you have like a separate phone number for that location, or are you going to funnel calls to your number from the people calling from Columbus, or how is that going to work?
Well, if I get bad reviews, will it connect to out here?
No, if you get bad reviews in Columbus, people would post it on the Columbus page. If you get bad reviews in Paramount, they would post it on your Paramount. So it's not going to carry over to the other business.
Let's just go ahead and we're going to stay with Greater Cleaning Service right now, and then I'll do it because I'll have to go back and find my, yes, I had a DBA for that. I think I just renewed it maybe about 2 years ago. I think they last for 5 years. I have to go back because I've never used that name before, and I want to. I never used
it. So I just want you to set it up initially under whatever name you use to register the business so that we have documentation if they're going through a background check or if they're going through Google wanting to make sure it's a valid business in the area, that you have, paperwork to support it. But you can DBA whatever you want. You could be Greater Cleaning Service doing business as American made. That's not a problem. But initially, I just want you to make sure that it all goes through. So first off, just so I can.
I'm sorry to cut you off. But since we have everything, then you go ahead and stick with Greater. I want to grow Greater Cleaning Service anyway.
Perfect. I think that's
that name, and
that's so good because then you're almost creating a brand for yourself, because you said you're going to open up all those mini locations. So I think that you would be very smart to keep it all under the same. But again, if you change your mind down the road, you could always tell us that we can change it, the name on the listing. But for now, let's just get it verified under Greater Cleaning Service. Now,
do you have
a Columbus phone number I can use to set up the account? Because I don't want it to conflict with your Paramount one.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I have an extra phone that I'm not, a number that I'm not using through T-Mobile. I can ask T-Mobile, can I switch the area code to Columbus?
Well, here's the thing, Sherelle. If you wanted to, you don't have to even do that because I can put a call tracking number on the Columbus and it could forward to whatever number you want. It could still forward to the, 424-298.
One of my numbers out here? most.
Right, because nobody on the Columbus side will see that, because the area code that we put on the call tracking will be for that area, right? So, but what I want to do just for now is put a totally different number, and even if it's your other T-Mobile line, just so that I can create the account and have it not conflict with the Paramount. Because if I put in the same phone number, then what's going to happen is it's going to conflict in our system, not on Google, but just in our system. When, you know, you're calling about Paramount, it might pull up Columbus information and vice versa. So give me an alternate number that I can use just to create the account.
Okay, 424.
Mm-hmm.
381.
I'm
waiting
for the
ball. 3-7.
Mm-hmm. 6-7. Okay. 424-381-3767. And then let me see. Shoot, that's still on here as your cell phone for the
okay.
Paramount one. Is there another alternative?
Okay, to use this other number, I have it. This is the other number I'm about to, I'll get it.
Okay, let's use it.
I don't have a phone on it.
Okay.
Here it is. I was thinking, or unless you want me to use my mom number, should I give you my mom number?
You could use your mom's number, because all I'm doing is creating the account. So, for instance, when you get the username and password for your dashboard, it might be under your mom's number if you use the mom's number, but I can still funnel all the calls through a Columbus phone number going to the 1-885 or to the 3767 number.
Yeah,
I need
the numbers to come to me, because they don't know how to talk to these people.
Yes, okay, so let's just put your mother's number in here just to create the account.
Now,
but you still have
a 323 cell phone number, is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine, unless you want to use your other T-Mobile number that you're not using.
Okay, let me use my other T-Mobile number.
Okay, go ahead.
Great. Okay, mm-hmm. Let me get it. It is 323-6-1-0-3-7-6-7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 323-610-6486, and perfect. This one isn't conflicting. This is going to be the perfect number to use. Okay, and then I'm going to put Greater Cleaning Service, and then go ahead with the Columbus address, please.
Okay, so the Columbus address is, she just texted me. Oh, okay, so it is 3818.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the street is spelled C H A R B O N N E T T. And then it's like, instead of street, it's C T,
mm-hmm.
which is, I guess it stands for court. I don't know. C T. And then Columbus, Ohio, zip code 43232.
Perfect. Okay, so I'm going to read this back just to make sure. And I'm putting your name on the account, Sherelle Everson. And then, perfect. Okay, so it's 3818 Charbonnet Court, Columbus, Ohio, 43232, correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, and then where do you want me to send the confirmation email for the Columbus location?
You can't send it to, you want to send it to my private email, or you can't send it to me, period, my email?
I would like to send it to you just so that you get all the correspondence. Hopefully it's an alternate email that doesn't conflict with the Paramount one. So do you have a personal one that you could use that wouldn't conflict?
Okay, what email? Tell me what email do y'all have.
Let me look. I'm going to go back to the Columbus. We have greatercleaningservice1@gmail.com.
Okay, you can use my personal, cocosherelle@gmail.com. So it's spelled just like my name, but C-O-C-O.
Sherelle@gmail.com, okay. And it's S-H-E-R-E-L-L-E, right? For Sherelle?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Cocosherelle, okay. And let me update that. It's funny. I think that's what you used initially when you set up the other account, because the username on the other account, it's so cute. It's actually Coco Sherelle. So I'm like, yeah, our system doesn't do that anymore. Our system now does the phone number for the username. So it'll be the 323-6106, but before it used to be the beginning of the email. So, okay, so that's good. So we have this account set up. And then you wanted to do the ideal package, right, with the Google Guaranteed included?
Yes.
Okay. So let me select that. And then, and for this one, you're going to need a fresh website and everything too, right? Because I can include that at no cost.
Yes.
Okay. So we'll put the website together for you. And then you said you're going to use a different card, but the same thing, don't charge it now. You're going to make sure that the $4.99 is available in it later, right?
Yeah, because I don't have enough on that one, so I'm going to transfer the money onto the different card.
Okay, so let's just...
Card number now?
Yep, I'm going to go into the billing, and I'm going to put the card number in for the Columbus location, and then you can tell me when you want us to process it, and I'll set it up accordingly. So for Columbus... what would be the billing address? Even though if you want to use your Paramount billing address, you can, but whatever address you use that goes with the statement of the card you're using.
Oh, so it's going to have to be Paramount.
Yeah, but again, this isn't going to conflict with your other account at all. This is just for billing. It has to match.
Leave everything because it's all up under Greater Cleaning Services, and Greater Cleaning Services actually located in the city of Paramount. No matter where it's running from,
I can use the Downey Avenue address, right?
Huh?
I can use the Downey Avenue address, 907.
Yeah, and like you said,
okay.
People don't see it, you know.
No, yeah, this is just for billing. Absolutely. Don't worry about that, Sherelle. This is just for billing. So
though
you're setting up Columbus.
Yeah.
Yes, don't worry about that. So does it say Sherelle Everson on the card, or does it say Greater Cleaning Service? How does the name actually read?
Oh, it's going to read, okay, the card that I'm going to give y'all is going to be it's going to say both.
Okay,
it's going to say
both.
Sherelle McCann, Greater Cleaning Service. It's not going to say Everson.
I'm sorry. I've been calling you Everson, but let me
No,
fix
you
that.
Know what? That's fine. Is my Google under Everson?
The other one is under Sherelle Everson. Yeah, but I can fix it.
I'm excited about that because...
Oh, you like it. Okay, good.
I like Everson. I should have carried because you know what it is? When people Google me, everything come up under Sherelle McCann. I'm married. I'm happily married to my husband, but I do not want to carry his last name. I want to carry my grandfather's last name, which is Everson. And
oh,
I was just like,
cute.
Dang. Yeah, so I just said, you know what, you know, because his family is his family. I'm just married to him. I'm not trying to blow their last name up. I want to blow my grandfather's last name, which is my, you know, my last name forever, ever, ever, ever.
Yeah,
so
that's smart.
I'm trying to change everything into Everson. I don't even want nothing about Sherelle popping up Sam McCann. I want it to say Everson.
Okay. So just for the billing purposes, this card says McCann, but everything else is under Everson.
Yeah, for the billing purposes, the card says McCann. And what other stuff do y'all do with Google? I know y'all do Google, right? Do y'all only do ads?
Yes.
Do y'all work with changing stuff in Google?
We do work with changing and optimizing the Google listing, the Google business page, so that it will show on the first page of the search results. That's where the value is, because you can create a Google business page for Columbus yourself. That's free. You don't have to pay anyone for it, but that will never get you a new client because it'll be buried out there in the internet somewhere. No one can hire you.
Yeah, I know.
Right?
I've been there that years ago. I created one for every state.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and I'm like, ain't nobody else calling me. I did like 50 states.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, Sherelle, is I'll have you add us as a manager to the one that you created for Columbus, and then we can start programming on it right away so that it shows on the first page. But the McCann, just to be sure, is it M-C-C-A-N-N, or how is it spelled?
Yes. Just like
MCCA. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, let me get that.
Mm-hmm.
And this one you might have to run at the end of the day, because this one I'm about to
Okay,
ask.
I can do them both at the end of the day. And what I'll do is I'll set both onboarding appointments for tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, because this one, let me find it. I didn't even, oh, here it is. Yeah, so it says McCann Greater Cleaning Service. This one I'm about to activate right now.
Okay, and then it's Visa, MasterCard.
It says, Visa.
Visa, okay, go ahead.
4427 4270 85 62 3587.
Okay, expiration?
0930.
Okay, and the code?
454.
Okay. So this one I'll run around 3:45 as well. And then I want to just do a quick voice verification recording, since this is a new account, and it will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. So this portion of the call will be recorded for quality assurance. And it says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Greater Cleaning Service.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Sherelle Everson, owner.
And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, correct? I don't know if the phone's cracking up. It's cracking up on my end. I was just saying you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. And you're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for the initial term and account setup for Columbus will be charged today at 3:45 in the non-refundable amount of just $499. When your term is complete, we will automatically renew each month on the 27th in the amount of $249. We'll call you to activate the lead budget once your Google Guaranteed approved. And in order to prevent charges for the next month's payment, you can discontinue this at any time. We would just ask that you call within 3 business days of the 27th. So do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, and then also I'll just, on this voice verification, since it's 2 accounts, we're going to also, for Paramount, charge the $250 Google Guaranteed application fee at 3:45 today, and then we'll call you once your Google Guaranteed approved to activate the budget for Paramount. And we're authorized to do that on behalf of your business in Paramount, right?
Correct.
Perfect. Okay, so we have both of these set up. Now, for Columbus, that's going to be an hour window that I need for tomorrow, where they'll call you and they'll go over the keywords, the service area, building the new website, going over the application, everything. So what works best, morning or afternoon? And I'll tell you what's available for tomorrow.
Okay, so tomorrow I have a class that I have to be at 9. But they call me too early. That'd be great.
Yep. Well, we open at 7, so we could do 7 or 8, but if you're busy, we could also see what's open.
7:30 is perfect. I'll have enough
okay.
time, and I'll be getting ready for my account right then. So, yeah,
so I can set 7:30 for the onboarding for the Paramount, because I can do a 30-minute appointment, but for Columbus, we need an hour window. So I can't do 7:30 because they only book on the hour. I can just do like a whole hour increment. So I'll grab 7:30 for Paramount. That way you get the ball rolling on that. And then for the Columbus, what do you want to do? You want to do maybe later in the afternoon, 2 or 3, or what are you thinking?
That's fine. I'll be done by 2 or 3, so that'll work out.
Okay. So I'm going to block out an hour window tomorrow from 3 to 4 o'clock. And that's just in case also my technician's appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 3:15. Don't panic. They're going to call you sometime within that hour. And that will be for the Columbus setup. Okay. And then when I charge the card later today, Sherelle, you're going to get the application fee for both. You're going to get the one for Columbus and you're going to get the one for Paramount. So you can start looking at that today. I would say fill out the Paramount one first because they're going to call you at 7:30 for that appointment. That way you're all ready for it in the morning. And then once you're done filling out the application for Paramount, you can circle back and do the one for Columbus. A lot of it's probably just going to be copy and paste and putting, you know, the same info down on the next one, you know, but we'll just make sure that you, the, both of those applications are filled out. And then other than that, you are all good to go. So I'm so glad that it worked out. I know you'll absolutely love this for both of these. And then if I have any problems with the card at 3:45, I'll reach out to you again. So if you
the only thing is that business card, I thought it was only $250 because that's, I think I only got like two something on the business card.
Okay. Do you want to do just the $250 for the Columbus? I could do that.
Well, what does the $250 do for Columbus?
I couldn't do the Google Guaranteed as a standalone for Columbus because you don't have a website there. You don't have, you know, the internet presence that you would need to get Google Guaranteed approved. So I can do the $249 package that gives you the first page placement on Google and Bing. That would include the website, the mobile optimization, and it also would include the Facebook ads. So that's a complete package locally for Columbus. And then you could always call back later and put the Google Guaranteed on, and then we would just charge you for the application fee of $250 down the road. But that's a better route for you to go because you don't. Okay, so you want me to charge $249 at 3:45 for Columbus, and then you want me to charge $250 for the application fee for Paramount, correct? On the two separate cards that you gave
me.
Okay. Okay, good. Now we're on the same page. Okay, good. I'm so glad that it worked out.
Now I'm getting on your schedule for, let's do, okay, so now we in.
We're still going to do the same thing. We're still going to do an hour window for Columbus because they have to get the information for the website and pictures and photos and keywords. And so I'll still keep the hour window for 3 o'clock tomorrow for Columbus. And then we'll do the 7:30 for the onboarding for Google Guaranteed for Paramount. So you're only going to have one application to fill out tonight because you're not going to get an application for Columbus because we removed that component. So tomorrow when they call you, it's going to be more just talking to you about, you know, what kind of keywords you want. I'm going to heavily notate each account that you want the commercial cleaning keywords, you know, but they will go over all of that with you tomorrow, too, just to make sure it gets programmed properly.
Okay.
Makes sense?
In the middle of September.
Good.
Like around September 15th or September 20th, I want you to notate, call me back. So that way we can ask the Google Guaranteed for Columbus.
Okay.
Also,
let me.
I'm going to be ready to do Youngstown, Ohio.
Okay.
Next month. Because I'm going to start putting all these cities in right now. By December, I'll just need to have five.
So you said follow up around September 15th, right? Okay. Client to add.
By then, I'll be ready to go ahead and start the ad in Youngstown, Ohio. That's going to be my next one. And then after Youngstown, I think I'm going to go ahead and do. It might be D.C. or Carolina. I'll figure out. Let's just start off with Youngstown because those are my two biggest ones I want to get in right now. And the Youngstown gap, it's going to be so much easier to get commercial accounts out there.
Yeah.
I'm about to start marketing small, population small.
I'm putting that in the notes right now. So I'll call you on September 15th, and we'll get that all set up at that time. I'm just going to put in here to call you on this number because I think this is the best number for you. This is the one I always reach you on. So even though it's going to be regarding the, you know, Columbus, you know, Google Guaranteed, I'll still call you on this number. And then... Yeah, I that's why I'm putting that in. I put a note in here to remind me. So on September 15th, I'll get a little reminder popping up saying, hey, call Sherelle, and she wants to add Google Guaranteed for Columbus and a new profile for Youngstown. That way we're all on the same page. And then if I have any trouble with the card, like I said, later today, I'll call you. And what I think would be a good move if funds are tight right now is whenever you can add on the local Google optimization for Paramount rather than just the $29, try to get that at least the $149 package going.
How much
for
is
this.
That worth?
That's $149 if you do just the Google optimization. If you do the Google with the Facebook ads, it's $249.
So, do I need to do the go? Because I prepare my. I need to take off. Like, I need at least 50 new clients.
Yeah, I would definitely do. At least the $149 in addition to the application fee. If you can't do the $499, do $399 today because that way you're going to get all of the bells and whistles of being on the first page locally in the maps. And the benefit, since you're looking for 50 new clients right away, is that map optimization on Google is unlimited. Doesn't matter if you start out slow and you take on 5 jobs from that section or if you grow your business and take on 50 jobs from that section. It's all included in the monthly rate. And then on top of that, you'll get the targeted Google guaranteed leads that are qualified leads that are also coming to you. So I say, you know, bare minimum.
Okay, so
it's
$299.
Yep.
But you've got to take the $250 off the credit card, the $399 off of the bank, that last card I told you I have to activate. Because I'm going to put $399 on that one, Ben.
Yes, I didn't run anything yet, but I can do the $399 today. And then also, Sherelle, you're not going to have the $29 payment anymore for the website hosting because that hosting is included in that $149 package. So even though you're paying $149, it's really just $120 more than what you already pay. You know what I mean? So that's the nice thing. And you'll save, you know, the $29 on the August 28th payment. I'm not going to charge you for that in a few days when you're paying the $149 at $345. So you'll be paid in full all the way until next month, you know, September 27th. So let me just add that component on here so that I can do the bundle real quick. Local SEO. Okay, so we're all set. So now, since we're re-adding the optimization for Paramount, I do want an hour appointment for the client interview. It's probably not going to take that long, but can you do it at 7, or do you want me to push it later for Paramount?
7 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, you talking about tomorrow?
Or you could do, if you think you could have the $399 in there by 3 rather than $345, I could see if there's a 3 o'clock open today. Then you could do 3 o'clock today for Paramount and 3 o'clock tomorrow for Columbus, you know?
I don't think I'll be available at 3 today.
Okay, so let's just do everything tomorrow.
Let's just go with the button. Mm-hmm.
Do what?
Let's stick with the morning.
Okay, so I'm going to block out an hour from 7 to 8 tomorrow for the Coco Sherelle cam username. That's the one for Paramount, and they'll get you all reprogrammed. But I will let them know you're on Pacific time, so call closer to like 7:15 or so if they can, you know. But I will block out that hour for tomorrow. That way you get everything knocked out in the same day. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, I have that one nailed down for you, and you'll get a reminder email an hour ahead of time for each of these. So in the morning at 6 o'clock, you'll get a reminder for the Paramount one. And then tomorrow at 2 o'clock, you'll get a reminder for the 3 o'clock appointment for Columbus. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. All right. You're all good to go. And now, you are square on which card is going to charge $399 today, or should I go back and look at it and see just so that we have the correct one?
It's going to be the second one that I gave you. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one you might want to.
Well, you gave me 452, which was the one we were going to use for Paramount, but that's when it was just for $250. But now that we're changing it to $399, do you want to put $399 on the Visa ending in 2452, or do you want me to go back and take the card number from Columbus and put it on here?
Oh.
I know,
yeah.
It's confusing.
Wait, say that again?
So you gave me the card ending in 2452 for Paramount, but you wanted only the 250 on that, and now we're changing it to 399. So do you want to do 399 on that card, 2452, ending in 2452, or should we do it on the other card that you put in for Columbus?
Okay.
Because the other card's going to have that 249 also on it, you know.
Do the 399 on the 3587. That's the one you do the most. And then the 3587.
Okay, so I'll just switch and I'll put 2452 for Columbus, and then I'll put the other one for Paramount. Okay, good. So let me just put this. 3557.
Thank you.
Okay,
hold
you're
on,
welcome.
Just 1 second. Let me see who this is. I'll check over.
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Hello?
Still me.
Hello?
Yes, it's still
okay,
me.
Sorry, they hung up. I'll call them.
Okay. Okay. All right. You're all good to go, though. We have it all set. Yeah. You're all set, Cheryl. All right. All right. Have a
great
day.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm excited for you.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you. Bye.